When money like that comes in, it does, because it means we're going to be keeping going, because, you know, the big fear of it all is, I suppose, money drying up and we have to stop. So, yes, it's the support. And from all over, the support we're getting is absolutely brilliant. But, yes, this one is brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
And it's a timely injection, really, because I think you were saying recently that you're facing a huge rise in the cost of steel.
Yes, our fabricators in Scotland came to us a week or two ago and explained that there was going to be a 50% tariff on the raw steel. The actual raw cost, I'm not too sure what the raw cost is of steel. It's only a portion, small portion of the fabricated cost by the time it's fabricated, welded up and what have you, bolts supplied, galvanising done, painting done, then transport from Scotland to Glasson. That all gets added on, but so the actual raw material is not huge. I'm saying we have been paying like 50-odd thousand pounds per bay for the steel, but that's the final cost of the steel, not the actual material cost.
We've just been for a walk down to where the work is progressing at the moment, and you're at whichever bay it is, where it opens out, and you've got the first row of seats at the edges.
Yes. That's Bay 9, yes.
Bay 9, and it really is tremendous looking back. I think you said something like you're about 90 metres now out to sea, and you really get that feeling that you're on a pier.
Certainly do, and that's part of the beauty of really doing the pier work, and the team we've got are good. It is a good, very good team. A few, like this earlier, we have a few more volunteers joined us in the last month or two, and it's just working by the sea. It's always got that draw, hasn't it? The coast.
And do you feel the momentum is increasing with terms of volunteers in general public interest now that they can really see the progress you're making?
Oh, definitely. Yes, we see that on a week-to-week basis. That the interest in the interest from the public. We see it by our Sunday afternoons. The amount of people that come, the donations we get. It's just brilliant. It's a bit overwhelming, really, because it shocks us really that the people are so enthusiastic for it.